And as we were sailing down, we had a cross deck from the ship we were on, Tristan, and then to, I think it was Fearless, we cross decked to by boat, by a little rubber Gemini that we had, and then sailed down. And as we were sailing down, then we heard the news that South Georgia was taken, and later fight, we thought, fantastic, we'll go to the Falklands, land on the Falklands, and there won't be any shooting or anything. But that was another, a wake-up call, because we landed in Fanning Head, Hugh McManus, myself, and the team, and I think we were with 24 SBS guys, an SAS sergeant, and I think it was Captain Rod Bell, who was a linguist. So prior to going to Fanning, landing on Fanning Head, Hugh and the loadmaster flew out in a, I think it was a Wessex helicopter, around Fanning Head with a thermal imager to have a look at the targets, and then you've seen all the enemy, you know, dug in various positions, because they were, because Fanning Head is the closest point between the islands, so if the ships sailed through the islands, they could easily engage the Wombat's weapons, they could easily, you know, damage the ships and also the troops on board quite severely. So they went out, had a look, came back, briefed us, and then we landed in the early hours of the morning, in dark, marched up to the high ground of Fanning Head. Captain Rod Bell and the two Marines that were carrying the speakers placed them on the deck or on the ground, and then started talking to them in Spanish to say, you know, give up and all this. The other guys had thermal images and was actually watching what was happening, and some of the conscripts were standing up, getting out of the trenches, looking around, thinking, you know, I don't really want to do this. But there was other guys in the special forces telling them to get back down. Whether it was forceful, I don't know, but they're telling them to get back down in the trenches and then start, you know, preparing for battle. And then I can't remember what started off, but then we started engaging the area with naval gunfire because they wouldn't surrender, and they started getting aggressive. So we brought in naval gunfire from Antrim, brought range around the ground, and then they started firing. There was a bit of a firefight, lots of them were killed. And then the daylight was arriving, so we did nullify a lot of the troops. Some of them escaped, some of them were shot, some of them were killed, wounded, some of them did a runner. The daylight was arriving, and then the ship started coming in to do the landing, and then into Bomb Alley, as it was called, and then we could just watch the troops coming in and landing all the ships. And then later on during that morning, all the aircraft started coming in and started attacking them. And it was quite frightening, actually. Quite frightening. It was all like an exercise, still, until the actual rounds started to fall on the ground.